From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Mike Pesca tries to read the minds of Martha Stewart and Ken Lay. But first, explosions shook the Gaza Strip this morning. Reports suggest that Israel struck a safe house there for Palestinian militants. And this comes after days of chaos in the Gaza Strip. A spate of kidnappings and general lawlessness led Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to scramble security personnel there. Joining us to talk about what's happening there is John Ward Anderson of the Washington Post. And what information do you have on this explosion?
Well, the people down in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, say that they believe that an Israeli missile was fired by a ship offshore and that it targeted a house of a leader belonging to a group called the Popular Resistance Committees, which is one of the groups that was behind some of the kidnappings that occurred last Friday. Two people were injured. The target of the attack apparently was not there.
And does this have anything to do with what's going on internally with Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority? There's been reports of some chaos and protests over his recent appointment of his cousin to head security there.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine. This would seem to be doing the bidding of Arafat's opponents to try and take out some of the people who were behind the moves to protest his leadership down there. So, you know, I don't know why Israel would be attacking the people who are against Arafat down in the Gaza Strip. It is an organization that has in the past set these roadside bombs and blown up three Israeli tanks about 2 years ago. So in their own right, the Israelis are against the Popular Resistance Committees. It's hard for me to see, though, how shooting a missile at the home of one of the leaders right now has anything to do with the unrest that's going on down there.
Well, tell us a bit about what is going on down there.
There was a rash of kidnappings, and Arafat responded by appointing his cousin as one of the top security people, and that just made matters worse because his cousin, Musa Arafat, has a reputation for corruption, and that prompted a bunch of street demonstrations and attacks on Palestinian Authority security buildings that left about 12 people injured. The government of Abu Ala subsequently handed in its resignation, and today it looks like that crisis is over. It looks like the government is not going to collapse over this and that they're going to survive and perhaps have some kind of a cabinet reshuffle. And in the meantime, Arafat has appointed a new higher-level security person over his cousin, and that may have addressed some of the demands for people down in Gaza not to put his cousin in as the chief there.
There have been some reports, some speculation that this could be the beginning of what may be a civil war there.
You know, there's been threats of a civil war for a long time. The civil war really would break out probably between Hamas and Islamic Jihad against the Palestinian Authority. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is that it's Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, which is the military wing of Arafat's own Fatah political movement, that is behind this call for reform and to purge corrupt officials from the Palestinian Authority. It really does present Arafat with a very tough situation to have these kinds of protests coming from within his own committees.
John Ward Anderson reports for The Washington Post. He joined us from Jerusalem. Thank you.
Okay, Madeline, thanks.